It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
We kind of had a good idea this was going to happen. The unqualified for the bench federal U.S. District Court Judge Eileen Cannon, appointed to her lifetime position by the former guy, is doing his bidding. On Thursday, she ruled that Judge Raymond Deary would be named a special master to review the documents seized by the FBI in their search of Mar-a-Lago last month. The judge also refused a Justice Department request to lift her temporary prohibition on the use of roughly 100 classified records removed during that search so they could pursue their criminal investigation. Next stop for DOJ is an appeal where Trump appointed 6 of the 11 judges on the panel. Lovely. Meanwhile, the former guy said Americans will not stand for any indictments against him for taking those top secret documents from the White House and warned that criminal charges could trigger big problems.
I think you'd have problems in this country, the likes of which perhaps we've never seen before. I don't think the people of the United States would stand for it.
Sounds like he's doing what he does best, inciting his followers. And now the public opinion about his theft of those classified documents is quite clear. A Fox Not News poll released Thursday found that 65% of registered voters, that includes 38% of Trump voters, agreed it was inappropriate for him to take sensitive documents from the White House. 56% said the FBI acted appropriately in searching Mar-a-Lago on August 8th. An NPR PBS Hour Marist poll released last week found that 44% of Americans and 5% of Republicans said Trump did something illegal when he took those classified documents. Another 17%, including 20% of Republicans, said he just did something unethical. And 47%, including 10% of Republicans, said Trump should be charged with a crime. If he is charged, the poll found 65% of Americans said he shouldn't run for president in 2024. That's versus 61% who don't want him to run regardless. In contrast to those numbers, President Biden's popularity has improved substantially from his lowest point this summer, suggesting that Biden and Democrats overall are gaining momentum just 2 months ahead of the midterm elections. Meanwhile, the condemnation was harsh from both sides of the aisle about the decision from the Florida governor to fly migrants to Martha's Vineyard, with many Democrats saying that this time DeSantis has gone too far. President Biden on Thursday night said that the administration has a process in place to deal with migrants at the border and that Republicans shouldn't interfere with, quote, political stunts. Speaking at a gala for the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, the president said Republicans are playing politics with human beings, using them as props. What they're doing is simply wrong. The Boston Globe reporting that Massachusetts officials began searching Thursday for longer-term housing and legal aid for those Venezuelan refugees who were flown unannounced to Martha's Vineyard, while immigration lawyers and Democratic politicians called for an investigation into whether their abrupt relocations to the island was illegal. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker said that the state is exploring using Joint Base Cape Cod for temporary shelter and humanitarian services for the migrants, some of whom they said were lured by the promise of jobs and other services. Charlie Crist, the Democratic nominee for governor here in Florida running against DeSantis, is filing a Sunshine Law request for all emails, texts, and all forms of internal communication regarding the governor's plan to move these migrants to Martha's Vineyard. The request also asks for contracts and proposals surrounding the program. In a statement, Charlie Crist said, quote, Ron DeSantis decided to traffic human beings on the Florida taxpayer dime to score political points. It was cruel. It was probably illegal. And he owes the people of our state answers. Crist continued, Floridians have been forced to foot the bill for this governor to play his heartless political games, but we're holding him accountable. My question is, how is this DeSantis' business anyway? He paid to move these people from Texas to Massachusetts? Where does Florida enter that equation? Just asking. Now, Well, the news out of Ukraine has been positive in recent days as Russian troops are forced to retreat, comes more horrific reports from the war zone. Ukrainian authorities have found 440 graves at a mass burial site in the eastern city of Izium, which was recently recaptured by Ukraine from Russian forces. Ukraine's defense ministry on Twitter said, quote, "We want the world to know what's really happening and what the Russian occupation has led to." Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky added that Ukrainian and international journalists will be shown the site to see what has been uncovered. Izium was subject to intense Russian artillery strikes back in April and was taken back by Ukrainian forces on Saturday, delivering a strategic blow to Russia's military assault in the east. Separately, the White House announced another $600 million in a security package for Ukraine on Thursday, providing them with another round of assistance during its ongoing counteroffensive against Russia. And on Saturday, President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden head to the UK for Queen Elizabeth's funeral on Monday. While there, the president is expected to meet privately with a number of allies, including the new UK Prime Minister, Liz Truss. Then it's back to the U.S., where the president will address the U.N. General Assembly in New York on Wednesday. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.